AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Voting has started in parts of Ukraine in a Kremlin-orchestrated referendum. They're being asked if they want their regions to be part of Russia. It is certain to go Moscow's way. That man, Victor, in Mariupol, says perspectives will be much better than under Ukraine. That's my view. The balloting will continue for 5 days through Tuesday. A team of experts commissioned by the UN Human Rights Body says its initial probe had turned up serious violations in Ukraine since the Russian invasion.
One of the commission experts, Eric Mers, says they had visited 27 towns and settlements, as well as graves and detention and torture centers, interviewed more than 150 victims and witnesses, and met with advocacy groups and government officials. Mers says an unspecified number of Russian soldiers were found to have committed crimes of sexual or gender-based violence, with victims ranging in age from 4 to 82 years old. He adds they're examining just two incidents of ill treatment against Russian soldiers by Ukrainian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fiona is now a Category 3 hurricane and is pounding Bermuda with heavy rains and winds as it swept by the island on a route forecast to have it approaching northeastern Canada late in the day as a still powerful storm. The state of Indiana has appealed a judge's order that blocked the state's abortion ban from being enforced, seeking a stay of that order and asking the state's highest court to take up the case. Stocks are tumbling worldwide on more signs the global economy is weakening, just as central banks raise the pressure even more with more interest rate hikes. A Florida sheriff's deputy working an overnight shift to provide safety at a construction zone was struck and killed by a worker operating a front-end loader. Several hundred protesters demanded the cancellation of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral as they shouted slogans and waved banners in a Tokyo park. This is AP News. The Los Angeles Unified School District will provide all its schools with a medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. At least seven teenagers overdosed on pills likely laced with fentanyl in recent weeks in Los Angeles, including a 15-year-old girl who died on a high school campus. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says every school in L.A. will be outfitted with the appropriate tools,
including Narcan, available for students who may experience a condition of overdose through the consumption, the ingestion of fentanyl in any type of format.
Carvalho says this is an urgent crisis. Fentanyl causes people to stop breathing.
Narcan has a limited but highly effective way of reversing that condition.
There will also be parent outreach and peer-to-peer counseling in Los Angeles to warn students about the dangers of fentanyl. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.